Okay, we are on. Just shifting from Gimel Amud Beis to Dalet Amud Aleph, I believe. So just remind ourselves what the Mishnah was talking about. The Mishnah had said, "Hareini Nazir mina Chartzanim mina Zagim mina Tiklachas mina Tuma." Hareiz a Nazir v'chol Diduki Nazirus Allah. Right. If a person takes a neder of Nazirus. But they don't take they don't say the whole thing. They just say they're going to take one part of Nazirus. Right? I'm not going to eat grapes. So I'm not going to eat grape seeds. I'm not going to eat skins, whatever. And I'm not going to become tamei. Or I'm not going to cut my hair, etc. So when they take that neder, so then they get the whole thing, right? It's like saying Hareini Nazir Stam. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Masnisin de loke Rabbi Shimon." Right? This mission sounds like not like Rabbi Shimon. Why did the sign Rabbi Shimon Omer? Ain't a chayav achid Rabbi Kulam. Rabbi Shimon says, "You're not becoming nazir unless you take a neder on all of these things." Right? All of the you have in mind, you say, you know, that you're becoming nazir from all of the pieces of nazir. Rabbanan, right? I feel no nazir ela becham nehon have nazir. And Rabbanan are like the Mishnah that if I just take upon one of the isurim of being a nazir, I become a nazir. So the Gemara wants to know, but my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's? Where does it come from? So Amar Kra and Tzeres from a pasuk says, "Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Hayayin Michartzanim VeAtzag." The pasuk says, if it comes from, he takes a neder from any of these things, right? So he Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Hayayin Michartzanim, etc. And the Rabbanan my time, and the Rabbanan who say, no, so basically he says, you know, it's got to be from, Mikol Asher Yaseh. The Mefarash is, "Mashma Shetzarech She'ed Nazir Nozir Mikol Asher Yaseh She'ed Nazir Ela Imke Nozir Mikulam." You have to take upon yourself everything. So what's up with the Rabban? Rabban of my time, "Ma'asa Amakra Miyayin V'Sheichar Yazir." Right? The pasuk says, from Yayin and other, other intoxicating things. So he became, he was Yazir. Meaning, as long as he just says it from something, right? So that's enough. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, for Rabbi Shimon, "Nami Haksim, Yayin V'Sheichar Yazir." So Rabbi Shimon, what's he going to do with this pasuk? Yayin V'Sheichar Yazir. The Rabbanan used it to tell me, all I need to do is say something. Right? So one of the Yisurim, that's enough. So Rabbi Shimon, what do you do with that pasuk? So he says, "Ahomi Baile Les or Yayin Mitzvah Kayayin Harishus." So Rabbi Shimon has a different need for that pasuk. Different need. What's the need? To say that that Yayin Mitzvah is also Aser, right? So just like regular Nazirus, we would assume, is what? Nazirus means I'm taking upon myself extra Yisurim, right? Something extra. So that means in a normal scenario, usually you can drink wine with your dinner, and now you're a Nazir, you can't do that, right? But how do I know that I also can't drink wine, you know, when it's a mitzvah to drink wine? Right? That maybe I wouldn't have known. So it comes the pasuk, "Miyayin v'sheicha yazir," comes the pasuk to teach me that even yayin mitzvah is asr. Okay. So now Rabbi Shimon has answered, now what I need both pesukim for. So Gemara says, okay, but Mayi, what are you talking about? What case is yayin mitzvah that I would have thought would be permissive? You know, I would have thought, even though he took a neder nazirus, maybe you would still be chayav to drink. And comes the pasuk to tell me that I'm not allowed to. So the answer is, kiddushasa v'abdalta. Right? Kiddush and abdalta. So the Gemara says, so now we're gonna read the Gemara the way we read it last time, but I think I mentioned last time we didn't really get into this. How do you read this line in the Gemara? It's a machlokas. So Gemara says, Kedushas v'havdalta. Wait a second, really? Harei mushma oven merasi ala merasinai. What do you mean? How are you gonna tell me that? And this is how the first way I would, and it's how I read it the first time I read it, and then you see that not everyone agrees with this. But like the first shot is, what do you mean? How can you tell me that a person who becomes a Nazir can't drink Kiddush and Avdalah? How can, after all, a person is mushba me'omir HaSinai. When a person, every Jewish person took a Shavua at Har Sinai to keep all the mitzvahs, right? So if that's true, don't bring your net there of Nazirus and tell me it can trump the original Shavua that we took with the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? That you can't do, right? So that can't be the example, okay? It's a reasonable response. And the Gemara uses that language all the time. Mushva v'omer hatzina, that you already have a neder in place. So you had a shavua in place from beforehand. Okay. So Eliki had the Amarava Shavua Sheeshta Bechazar Amar Harini Nazir Asi Naziris Chale Al Hashavua. So Rav explains, what does it mean? No, the case is you took a Shavua that I'm going to drink wine, and then you took a net of Naziris. So now there's a collision. On the one hand, the Torah tells me I have to fulfill my Shavua. I took a Shavua to drink wine. On the other hand, I made a net of Naziris that I'm not allowed to drink wine. So what happens? So it comes to Pasuk to tell me, comes to teach me that even though I am chayiv midaraisa to drink wine, why? Because I took a Shavua to do so. Nevertheless, not because the Torah told me I had to initially, right? But I, some other mitzvah that I'm always required to, but because I took upon myself another din daraisa, which is a Shavua, comes the Pasuk and says, no, if you took it at a Naziris, that trumps the Shavua. Yes? Good. So that's the regular, or I don't know, how I would have read this Gemara originally. So Tosfos is bothered by this. Take a look at source, not source. Take a look on the left side at and Dalam and Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Tosfos is down to the bottom, down on the left side. Mayhi Kedushasa V'Avdalta Mushvav Omer Harsinayu. Okay? So Tosfos is bothered by this. The Kiddush Hayom Daraisa Ve'ech Tachol Alam Naziris. What's the expectation of when we say Hari Mushvav Omer Harsinayu? Is that the thing that I can't tell me that Naziris is going to override? Why? Because that thing is Daraisa. Okay? What is that? Kiddush and Avdala. Okay, Kiddush and Avdala is Daraisa, presumably. Okay? Actually, before we see that, look at the Mefarish on the top right. Right? I don't know that when you come in, how do you know that's even true when you leave Shabbos? Tamalamar, etc. V'kaimalan, nishma levatel es hamitzvah, pater de lo asya shvua mevatel mitzvah. Right? You can't come ahead. I have a mitzvah, I say deraisa, zachrei ala yayin, to make kiddush, and not only kiddush, but I've done on the other side. I have to do both. So how can this mitzvah, how can Naziros be mevatel that? So now look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, bikasha, problem. They're going to bring up three problems. Because first of all, the Adarabba Lahachi Itzrichra Miusar Lomar the Chayal of Naziris. He says, first of all, I don't understand. I understand that you're Mushmav Omer Sinai. I understand that you have a requirement to make Kiddush, but that's the whole point. That's the Kiddush, right? The Kiddush of this pasuk is even though you have a Chiyuv. Meaning that we asked Rabbi Shimon, what do you need the pasuk for, right? And what was the answer? Less or Yain Mitzvah. Right? The purpose of the pasuk with yayin v'sheich or yazir is to tell me that a chiddush, even though I already have a yayin mitzvah that I have to drink, comes the pasuk and say, even if you became a nazir, you don't drink that yayin mitzvah. So you can ask you, what do you mean, kiddush and avdala, mush me over and sinai? I know, that's the point. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. That's the chiddush that I don't have to, right? So that's kasha number one. So if you tell me, like, fine. So that's question number one. Question number two. V'od kasha. My mishani basrachi kigom chenishma lishtos v'chazer v'nader benazir. Right? The asi deziris v'chal ashua. Meaning, what's the answer? We said, how can you tell me this is talking about Kiddush and Avdallah? I have a chiv midaraisa to make Kiddush. Oh, so no problem. The case is, right, took a shua. Okay, then you also have a chiv daraisa. Why is that better now? Why is it any better now that you said, oh no, you took a shua? And become welcome to Shiloh, Hare Mushmav Omer Sinai. Klomar, Aim Mushmav Omer Gotal Bizesh, and Nishba Lishtos, meaning Mushmav Omer Sinai. By the way, when we talk about, like, you know, that example of, you know, that all mitzvos, I already have a Shua to take, that's already like a Chiddush. I didn't take a Shua, I was at Har Sinai, so I made a commitment. But a real Shua is a real Shua, right? So that should be even worse. Why all of a sudden, oh, that's the one that you allow the Naziris to be Mevatel? Why? That doesn't help me. Ve'od Kashin, another problem. The Kiddush Hayom Lav Daraisu. And the third problem is, it's not even true, right? Kiddush is Daraisa, right? To make a Kiddush is Daraisa. But Kiddush Al Hayayin, right? To use a kos, that's not me Daraisa, right? The Kiddush Hayom Lav Daraisu, then he nami tichsev zachor vidarshinan zarche al hayayin. That's machdu. That's not a smachta. The idea of making Kiddush on a cup, That's asmachta. If a person doesn't have wine for Kiddush, and they don't have bread for Kiddush, whatever, so what do? You say, you say the words, and you're yotzi midaraisa. In fact, that's one of the big conversations about yatsa motzi, right? If a husband's daven ma'ariv at shul, and then he wants to come home and make Kiddush for his wife who didn't daven ma'ariv, so maybe my mitzvah now is there abundant only, because I already said Kiddush in ma'ariv, and she didn't daven ma'ariv, so now she's a chiv deraisa. It's a cool question, how does that work? So it works because yatsa motzi, even though I was yotzi, I could be motzi here, but that's part of the conversation, because it's, you know, Kiddush midaraisa is only with the words, not with the wine. Okay, so what do we do with this? So answers Taisus the following. Lechach nira del Rabbeinu Tam de Garsidan bitmiya. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Tam says he doesn't change the girsa of the Gemara, but he changes the punctuation. Okay, how do you read this Gemara? You read it as a question, okay, or as like a really? Let's go back to the Gemara now. So we said mahi. What are we talking about? Kedushasa ve'avdalta kiddush and avdala. So we said, Kiddush v'Avdalah, Harei Mushma v'Maratzinayu. You can't tell me that a pasuk's teaching me that Nazir knocks out the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush is you have a Shavuah v'Maratzinay. Don't read like that. Read it inside like this. What example do you want to give of Yayin Mitzvah? Kiddush and Avdalah? That's ridiculous. Harei Mushma v'Maratzinayu? Did you take a Shavuah v'Maratzinay? Of course you didn't. Right? Because that's not true. Kiddush and Avdalah, not Midaraisa. So that can't be the example that the Gemara is giving for how the nether of Naziris is going to knock out your mitzvah, so say, you know, mitzvah midaraisa. Oh, so what is the example? You took a shua. A shua is taka daraisa. So it's actually better reading. Works better. So now go back into Taisus. Okay? So lekach nira the Rabbi Tanda Kasina betmiya v'chi Mushva v'Omer Asinai klomar lamali kra miyusar lesser yain mitzvah. Who needs a pasuk to aser yain mitzvah v'chi Mushva v'chulei? This isn't even a mitzvah daraisa. What do I need it for? Didn't he the kiddush hayom daraisa al hayain lav daraisa? I know kiddush is daraisa, but not with wine, right? There's a chrei al hayain asmachta. Zerchayim just asmachta. V'hashta meshani kagon shenishva lishtos. Ah, so what's the case? The case is that took a shvua to drink. V'kamash malan kara yaseira dechal aleha af agav shenishva lishtos. And the pasuk comes to teach you what's the chiddush. Like we said, the chiddush is even though you took a shvua midaraisa, you said you're a nazir now. It's mevatel your requirement to drink because of the shvua. Okay, that's how Tosfos reads Gemara, which actually makes a lot of sense. Actually fits very nicely.
Why do we assume that there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush?
Where does it come from?
Yeah.
Like, what's the purpose of that drasha?
Do we have a proof that says that you make Kiddush like all?
So it's a drasha. It's a Gemara that makes a drasha like this. It's Zachrei La Yayin. Right.
So the Gemara is saying.
The Gemara makes a drasha. Yeah, not here. It's another place. I'm talking other places. But yeah, there is a drasha on that pasuk. Zachor Shom Shabbos Sekatsho. How should I be Zachor? How should I remember the day? So the Chazal make a drasha Zachrei al Yayin. So that's not we say the word Zachor. You're telling me a drasha. It's not a drasha. It's Chazal do this all the time in all kinds of other mitzvahs. Right? Whenever I want to take a mitzvah and make it more chashuv, what do? I add a cup of wine. If you had a bris mila, Brei Pri Hagafen has nothing to do with bris mila. Right? Benching, kiddushin, nisuin. All of these things, what do? All of a sudden, we have a cup of wine. Why? What does that have to do with anything? The answer is, you take a cup of wine. The dalak kosos at the Seder. The same thing. The dalak kosos, yes, it's four cups, but each one of them is chal on a different mitzvah of the Seder. Kiddush, magid, benching, challah. For each one of them, that's why you can't just drink four cups in a row. It's not about four cups. It's about taking each one of them and elevating the mitzvah associated with it. When you take something and you use a cup of wine, you now make it chashuv. So,
when you spoke about that on Shabbos, about if you're on vacation and you don't have the wine, why it's okay to make it
right, exactly.
Or something.
Correct. But and that actually it's an interesting conversation, actually, the distinction we brought up on Shabbos about why on Friday night you should use challah instead of grape juice, but instead of like beer, if you don't have wine, but Shabbos morning you're supposed to use beer or some other chamer medina. It has to do with what makes it look chashuv. So we assume that Kiddush itself requires, you need the chashivas. So the Chazal say, we assume the poskim say that using the challah, which is part of the suda on Friday night, we actually have a mitzvah. Let's say you still have a mitzvah of kiddush. Using the challah is more chashivas, right? But on Shabbos morning, you're not really, there's no mitzvah of kiddush nidareis anymore. You just say bir pegafen and you're good, right? Because you've already made kiddush going in. But we add an element of a kos to make it more chashiv. So what do? So now you have to add something new. So we add a kos. Even if you don't have wine, you add a beer or whatever, whiskey, something to make it obvious.
So what Tosfos says in his third point, that it's not a mitzvah, or a mitzvah says say to make kiddush al yayin. He's reading that drasha, not so much as a,
It's an asmachta. Okay. Exactly. It's only an asmachta. Correct. It's not a din d'oraisa. It's something Chazal are adding. So we do this all the time, right? Chazal all the time, they want to put something, they want to add a din d'oraisa. That's why they say, well, let's find a pasuk that like fits enough as a smach, as a way to kind of like remember it. But it's not a drasha. It's not a full on drasha, which would make it, if it's a full on drasha, that'd be a din d'oraisa. Yeah, correct. Good. Excellent. Fine. So that's just an important, now you know how to read that Gemara better now because of this Tosfos. So I was glad we saw that. Okay. Fine. Go back to the Gemara now. So V'Rabbanan, we're down four lines down in the Gemara. V'Rabbanan, Nami Hami Bayali Lesser Yain Mitzvah Ki Yain Rishus. Okay, so now, again, we have two psukim here, right? So the Rabbanan had said, how do they know that just taking taking one element of Nazirus is enough, it counts like everything. So they use the pasuk of Yain Reshecha Yazir, right? So, fine. Rabbi Shimon used Mikol Shei Yasem Migafna Yain for his drasha. Fine, we said to Rabbi Shimon, wait a second. What do you do with the other pasuk? He said, no problem. We'll use that pasuk Yain Reshecha Yazir to teach me that Yain, that Nazirus knocks out even Yain Mitzvah. Okay, so Rabbanan, how are you gonna explain this idea of knocking out Yain Mitzvah? Okay, so Rabbanan, Nami, how many barrel the less Yain Mitzvah? Don't they need that pasuk now to teach this? And they use it already for their drasha, right? To teach me that just part of the you know, accepting any part of Nazirus is enough. So they answer, no. Im kein le makra mi Yain, my v'shechar. Why exclude v'shechar? We need intoxicating things. You just say v'yayin. Why v'shechar? Shamas minatarte. No problem. So we use the same pasuk to teach me both halachos. Number one, that as long as you just take miyayin, just one of the isurim, that's enough. That makes you a full nazir. Number two, v'shechar teaches me, and also would include yayin mitzvah. Fine. Okay. So they're all covered. Okay. Rav Shimon, hani time at the cost of v'shechar. So what? What's he going to say? What do you need v'shechar for? So Rav Shimon, hani time at the cost of v'shechar la alufe. Sheikhar Sheikhar le Mikdash. Dichsev Yain Vishekhar Altesh. They use this word Sheikhar for a different purpose. What's the different purpose? To make a different Gzeira Shava between the words Sheikhar in different places. What do you mean? Because the Pasuk says, because of Mikdash, meaning there's an Isser on a Kohen to walk into the base of Mikdash to come in to do the Avodah drunk. Right? Or if he's had any intoxicating beverage, we should say. Right? He can't, that's the reason why Kohen can't duchen after he had something to drink, right? So that's why Kohanim only duchen at a time of Sibor, right? In the afternoon. Why? Because he had nothing. You were not to eat the whole day. So they have the idea of having, we say at time of Sibor, a Birchas Kohanim because they could duchen in the afternoon. Why? Because they didn't have anything to drink the whole day. So they couldn't have. Okay, so what's going on? So what? So we want to make a connection between this halacha of sheikhar sheikhar. Why? The case of like the Isra of going into the mikdash, having had something to drink. Ichsev yain v'sheikhar al tesht. Ata ubincha itcha. Itach. That yain sheikhar, you can't drink. You and your son together. Ma gevi nazir yain hu delitzar. Aval sharmash kin lo. So when it comes to Naziris, what's aser? Not any intoxicating beverage. A nazir can drink whiskey, right? So and beer. So the halacha is, when it comes to nazir, we say yain who the litzar al shar mashkin lo, but other mashkin be okay. Afka be mikdash nami yain who the litzar al shar mashkin hamishtakrin lo, right? But when it's someone, same thing when it comes to the mikdash. So it should be that yayin's aser, but other mashkin, other things that could, that are intoxicating beverages, they shouldn't be aser. then Azar. Lafuke mid Rabbi Yehuda. And that it comes to attack the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The son of Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Acha Devela Ki'ila Veshasa Devash Vechalav Venichlas Nemigdash Chayef. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you eat these other items that, again, have the potential to ferment and become intoxicating, he says, and you eat those things, and you go into the Mikdash, you're chayef. Those things are clearly not wine. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda has that opinion that any intoxicating item that a person would eat or drink and go into the Mikdash, they'd be chayef. So comes this pasuk, says Rabbi Shimon, to teach me the extra sheikhar, to teach me this gzera shava, that's only yayin, not sheikhar, when it comes to this iser of entering the Mikdash. Fine. Okay, Ibai Seima, or if you want to tell you something else, Rabbi Shimon leislai iser chalal iser, or Rabbi Shimon doesn't have a concept known as an iser can be, he doesn't hold from the idea that one iser can fall, can land on another one. What do you mean? Desani Rabbi Shimon Omer ha'ocha nevila b'yom ha'kippur and pater. Rabbi Shimon holds that if a person eats, it's one thing you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, right? But what if you eat non-kosher on Yom Kippur? Okay, that's a really bad idea. It's like super bad, right? So choose the day you're going to go to McDonald's, don't ever go. But if you were going to go, if you went on Yom Kippur, what happens? So he holds ha'ocha nevila b'yom ha'kippur and pater. If a person eats non-kosher meat on Yom Kippur, they're pater. So we have to see what they're pater from. But presumably, they're pater from eating, they're pater from Yom Kippur, from the Isra of eating on Yom Kippur. Why? Because you already got the Isra Daraisa of eating the Vela, which was existed even before Yom Kippur. So it was before I entered Yom Kippur, I already couldn't eat the McDonald's. So then I eat it, and I eat it on McDonald's. So again, I eat it on Yom Kippur. So we say, okay, you're pater from eating Yom Kippur. Why? Because you ain't Isra Chal Isra. I can't double up the Isra. No, it's a good example. You can't have, it's not a double cheeseburger, right? It's just one. It's just, you're just Isra for one piece. For the fact that you ate non-kosher, not that you ate non-kosher on Yom Kippur, only one at a time. Okay, so what? So the point being, take a look at Tosfos. So it's Rav Shimon leis like iser chal iser, perish ba'alma in general. Okay, the sign. If you eat lav kara hacha havamina hecha denishba. So what do you mean here? Without the pasuk, what would I have thought? I would have thought, heicha denishba shalol lishtos v'shum hizir b'nazir. A person takes a shvua not to drink wine. And then he becomes a nazir, v'shasa b'yayin, and then he drank wine, right? Lo chayiv anaziris. I would think, oh, he's chayiv for what? He's chayiv for the shvua that he took, but not for the naziris. Why? Because which one came first? He took a shvua first not to drink wine, and then he became a nazir. So maybe I think, oh, ein iser chal iser. So I think, oh, I'm only chayiv for the... Right, for the shvua, I'm not chayav for the zeros. Kamash malan kara yisera, dibi yayin v'sheichar. Comes the pasuk that adds yayin v'sheichar, dim nishma shalolishtos kosh ze. Right, you said I'm not going to drink this wine. V'nadar b'nazir, and then he became a nazir. V'avir v'shasa hakos, and then he drinks that cup. The lucky he gets malchus tarte. He gets double malchus. Why mishum shvuasa umishum naziros for both? So even though generally holds in yisrael chalisar, the chiddush is in this case you get malchus for both. Velo tamen kedama rav aleil shvuah she'esha elatu chalataritz afilu shvuah shelo esha could be fine. But the point being that's the chiddush that Rabbi Shimon learns that even though he holds so you're saying Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold yisrael chalisar. So in this, but this comes to us to say, in this case, again, the chiddush will be that you'll be chayav for both. Oh, the rabbanan nami yaksiv mikol asher yaseh megefen yayin, and the rabbanan, I thought they also hold. The pasuk also says mikol asher yaseh, and the rabbanan said all you have to do is take on one of the yisurim that's in, you become a nazir. So what's going on here? So imilach rabbanan will say back hasam li made ali yisurim nazir shemit starfim zeim zeh. Rabbi Shimon leislate siruf. So the rabbanan going to say, yeah, we learned already that the Isurim of Nazir can combine with each other, and Rabbanan doesn't, and the Rav Shimon doesn't hold from that. The son of Rav Shimon Omer Kol Shehu LaMakos V'Lo Amru Kazayis Ela LeInin Korban. So Rav Shimon has this concept that he holds that I don't need you to eat a kazayis as long as you eat a sometimes it's Isra Achila, you have to eat a kazayis, or sometimes it's Isra Kol Shehu. So he held that Kol Shehu is enough, and that gets you malchus, and that's why and you only need a kazayis to bring a korban. But otherwise, it's not necessary. So that's the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Okay.